in this hallowed house. I love this place. It's great. I'm going to sing a song for the house just to get us going. And I don't just mean the pub downstairs. It's tearing my heart, though. I'm not going to lie. I love the spot where you can start drinking down below ground level. I don't know why. It just feels appropriate for me and my people. But I have wandered far too long. My weary bones are heavy spent. Now won't you lay me down to rest on a pillow fit for the journey's end, where my own father plowed the ground. He set a table poor but proud. Oh, in the house where I was born, well, let my sleep be safe and warm. And in my heart so sadly sleep the dream of home, the dream of home. It touches my soul too soft to flee when far o'er sea or land I roam. Through all my days in foreign lands, through all my dark and distant nights, pictures of you were so close at hand, and thoughts of you would fill my mind. And though my passage has been long and staid, my first affections never fade. And though my course has been oft confused, my way has always led to you. And in my heart so sadly sweet the dream of home, the dream of home. It touches my soul too soft to fleet when far o'er sea or land I roam. Now when my story's all but told, let the final chapter tell of victories in lands of gold and how the mighty villains fell. But if I could hope for just one thing, one final chorus I could sing, well, I'd lift a cup with all my friends. Come on in. And I'd cheer we made it home again. Cheers, everybody. In my heart so sadly sweet, the dream of home, the dream of home. It touches my soul too soft to fleet when far o'er the sea or land I roam. It touches my soul too soft to fleet when far o'er the sea or land I roam.
Oh, 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 and I can't dance without you.
it takes two. And I know I can't keep the time till your heart beats in the night. Like the morning needs the night, I need you. Go and feel as I tell me nothing but the truth. Give me to it, I'll give a word somewhere to you.
I can't get down, can't get there. Oh, and I can't. surprised as you are. But I can't get down.
This is my lazy day. you nowhere. These pussy wheels are gonna take me somewhere. I got a notion there's a place to coast away out there.
You guys for sitting over there. It's awesome. I apologize for the view. I'll try to turn this way as much as I can. And, you know, it's close, it's cool, and it probably sounds awesome, but as I've explained many times in concert, all my concentration is to sucking it in from the front so that it looks good from this direction. And I have no idea what happens to it. So, tricks are on me over there. We're gonna get way better if you guys are. Cheers, sir. Well, I'm very excited, you can probably tell, to be here. This is awesome. I really do love this place. Came here first with Great Big Sea in 1927. 30-odd
years ago.
420 years ago here now. I don't know when it might have been. It would have been in the early 2000s, I suppose, or something like that. But it was really, it's always been a place. Maybe because it looks a bit like home once you walk downtown or something, you know. And I feel a bit connected to the ocean and all that kind of business. But it also could be for Chicken Ruth's. Can we talk about that for a second? What is up down there, man? That's amazing. Isn't it? That's like a place that can give you an equally awesome matzo ball soup and a donut. Freaks me out. Did I tell you about the last, it wasn't so bad today, but last time we were there, I tried to explain to the lady we didn't want pie. Did I tell you about that? Jesus, they almost put the place up down here. Who doesn't want pie? Today it was like, we walked in the front door to that dude who runs the place there now. Ted, is that his name? Okay, I think he's the son, right? Right? Walked in the front door, it was me and Shahab and Chris. Walked in the, or was it?
Oh, one of the bald guys.
Oh, what's the Shahab? It was furniture. You were there like, well, come on, boys, I mean, you look. Sorry. I love you. You know I love you, bro. Myself and Paul and Chris, because we wanted to take Paul with us, right? Because he hadn't been there yet, it's the first time. Walking through the door, the place is rammed. And I said, we should wait till like 1 o'clock or something. That's 1:30 or something, because their lunch rush will be. There's no such thing as rush or not rush, it's rammed all the time. And I'm walking through the door, and the guy goes, how many fellas? I said, 3 of us. He said, you got a pretty girl with you? I was like, no. Okay, half hour. But they sat us right away by this great spot. And I must say, that's just one of the places, you know, up and down the street here. It's just, I don't know, it's a you guys don't need me to tell you. It's a special place, and I always think of that. Whenever I see that we've been somehow lucky enough to get a gig here, that I always look forward to it for a number of months leading up to it. So thank you all very much for doing this. Normally there's a lot of forward and backward dancing in this song, but today it's going to be kind of limited. It could be awesome. But we'll see. This is a song for the Boy on Bridge record, which very recently just went wood in Petty Harbor. Thank you. We have 16 copies, ladies and gentlemen. On both sides of the river. One of the first albums to break the religious barrier of Petty Harbor in 3 centuries. Holy Jesus, don't put that on the internet. 10 minutes into the concert, I've hung myself already. If you don't mind me saying, I love singing this song. I don't know why. Every now and again, you get a song that just feels right, and it feels good to sing it, and this is one of them. A song really about a love affair that goes on, and called Where the Nightingales Sing. Come on, girl. Thank you.
It's the same old sweet song, tonight and tomorrow, and on and on.
Oh, stay with me, stay with me. Love serenade.
As long as we stand, and the band wants to play. And when the last waltz is over, and the next one begins, lay me down, lay me down. When the nightingale sings, lay me down, lay me down. When the nightingale sings, lay me down, lay me down. When the nightingale sings.
Good dancing there, Corey, by the way. Looking good, too. Well played. You know? I guess it's just, we just sort of, every now and again, you just fulfill all the expectations for people. You know, you just do. And, like, you know, I know that primarily you guys, you know, came for the dancing. Being Newfoundland men, myself and Corey were brought up in that tradition of internationally famous Newfoundland men's dancing. And you know, it just comes naturally to us, you know, it's kind of in our blood, you know. Light of foot, kind of tender, gentle people. Shy and quiet. You know, occasionally take a glass of wine. I love this place. I don't know why, something in me feels like the inner like pirate in me is allowed to come out in this town.
Somewhere you threw your fear in the sea of no care.
Holds a very special place because it is indeed the first song that ever got on the radio in both Canada and the United States that had my name on it. That's the truth. Had some on the radio up in Canada, but never really had one on the radio down here before. And this one got on the radio so much, ladies and gentlemen, down here in the United States of America. That for one, thank you. That for one glorious week, it actually made it to the Billboard chart. Thank you. For one glorious week, if you went to the Billboard charts for all the different top 40s and the, you know, the pop. AC adult contemporary charts are. If you clicked on this one chart, the top 40 popped up on your screen, and you scrolled down a couple of times or whatever. There it was, ladies and gentlemen, number 152. Number, you know, 152.
You're killing it!
Thank you. Burning the place to the ground. But my favorite part about that day is that number 153, for whatever reason that day, was Shakira. I'm not making it up. I couldn't believe it. There was me. One ahead of Shakira. Thank you. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble. Somebody know, what's the lyric? Somebody know, confuse them with not whatever it is. Anyway, here's what in my mind, here's what happened that day. At the very same time I was looking at that chart, so was she. I'm serious. And in my mind, she was like, I like a little Shakespeare play. It's like a chorus. Woe and verily spake he upon the masses for as much as to soothe them. I profaned my most unworthiest part. Either that or it's like, I can't quite see what's going on. But it's like the two dudes and the Muppets. You know? Either way, I'm grateful. Thank you so much. But in my mind, Shakira checked out, you know, who the dude was just on top for that day, and then went to the internet. Wouldn't say that. But in my mind, she went and checked it out and said, Alan Doyle. And she checked out the tune and all the rest of the songs and went, God, he's awesome. In whatever language, you know, or whatever it is, accent or something. And now, to this day, she's a huge fan. And somewhere tonight, just to let my fantasy live on, somewhere tonight, in like Columbia or something, in a soccer stadium in front of 89,000 people, Shakira's doing a shout out for me right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, as any gentleman would. I'd like to send this song out to a big fan of ours. She's just starting out in the industry, and I think she's a great kid. Great kid. This one goes out to Shakira, ladies and gentlemen.
Starts, we might never get back here again. empty, light and dark. I still feel the water, I still see the stars. Could I stole a moment and took it to heart? And it beats every time in the boat. So deeper and deeper we go. The Lord opened your heart. The land loves us and loves us as we are.
Is this a song about a green boat? Once again, it is our commitment to... It is our Newfoundland men's commitment to the more gentler side. Those dudes with the flowers in their mouths and stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Can't keep, we're not gonna, we're not gonna be able to keep it going. And I didn't see that going, I'm gonna lie. Need a little reset here. Give that a Newfoundland song for you, if that's alright.
Right!
Fogo Island in Newfoundland. I wrote it for the So Let's Go record after I visited a little community museum. It's a church, actually, a church basement, and they had an artifact that caught my attention, and the lady explained that it was called the Laying Down to Perish Gaff. And for people around here, you'll certainly know what a gaff is. It's, you know, a wooden handle tool that a sailor or a fisherman or a sealer or a mariner would use for laying things. I was told a story of how in 1817, four guys left Fogo Island and went onto the ice, and the wind shifted and the fog rolled in, and they knew that they were never going to make it back home, because one of them took the gaff and carved into it, laying down to perish, and he carved their four names and set it adrift. And I suppose being men spent their lives on the sea, that they knew that it would find its way home. And so it did. It washed ashore in Morris Harbor. About a month later, it was carried back to the families of the missing men. And I thought it was just an amazing story. But in particular, I always say I was drawn to the selflessness of the whole thing, I think. Because those guys, on a day that must have been, must have been terrifying and painful, but they thought of other people first. So I just tried to pay the whole thing respect, I suppose, the best way fellas like me know how to. So this song is called Laying Down to Perish.
God knows where I'll go. Now I'm laying down to perish. I just wanted you to know. And now I'm laying down to perish. And God knows where I'll go. Now I'm laying down to perish. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know.
We'll do one more tune, and we'll take a little break and allow you to refresh yourself, whatever way you see fit. And we'll come back. We'll do another set with some more fun surprises and stuff. But I thought we'd end this one, because we're playing in the legendary Ramshead Tavern. You know that we could, in the pub and stuff at all, we could end the set with a song that often develops a fierce thirst for people. I always figure that that's good for the house, do you know what I mean? Most of my apprenticeship was in the pubs of Atlantic Canada, where, well, without going on too much about it, you were often held in high regard and you could sell a few extra beers for the pub. So if you could sing a thirsty song or two, never led you astray. And this song is one of them. It often whoops the crowd into a frenzy. If we make any end of it at all. And it's interesting that it does that because it's really a bit of a questionable subject matter. Isn't it? This song is about a shotgun wedding. I don't know why I looked at you when I said that, Corey. I feel bad. But you'd be surprised how often this one goes over quite well. You know, something that could be so controversial in certain communities that our concerts lava seems to be very welcome. So let's get it on. I want to hear you sing with us if you don't mind. We'll get a chance to meet some of the people on stage as we go through. Sweet Jesus in the garden. Come on. Show me some sugar now, come on. doing so far? You think good? Every party needs an accordion, am I right? I want you to make me feel welcome to Sticky Heat's debut. At the legendary Ramset. Come on. Make some noise to the
sober by and by, and if this river don't drown me,
and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and mew me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and mew me as I go marching on. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. Come on. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. I'll get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll lean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket, lay me down to die, and get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. Come on, you say it, come on. Though I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry, I'll get drunk whenever I'm ready, it's over by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll need to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. I'll get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll lean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
To sing this song, and I'm charmed to do so. I haven't sang it in a spell, and this one, it's a bit of a special song for me because I wrote it for the fairest maiden of them all, and I wrote it in the amount of time it takes to get from Gower Street in downtown St. John's until the time it takes to get to the airport. Which, if you've ever been to St. John's, it's not very long. And it usually takes me a while to write them, but I can tell you the story of the song, but it pretty much tells itself. I wrote it.
Him through your door,
half broken. Will you still want me anymore? And it's true, I must be going, but I swear it won't be long. There isn't that much ocean between Boston and St. John's, but I'm a rover and I'm bound to sail away. I'm a rover. And tell me what you see. Tell me what you want. Just tell me that you'll wait for me. But oh, don't tell me that it's morning. Can we keep the curtains drawn? I haven't given you fair warning. But our ship, she said, true, I must be going, but I swear it won't be long. No, I swear it won't be long. Isn't that much ocean between Boston and St. John's? I'm a rover and I'm bound to sail away. I'm a rover, can you love me anyway?
Spinny fell on the phone. Now, here's another request, if that's okay. This song, I wrote this one for a buddy of mine who needed it was a bit of a dark day, and they needed to see the light at the end of the tunnel there, so. I thought this was a common message. They might want to hear.
When the ghosts under your bed made you cry, just yesterday, where did you run? Did you lose your way before the day had begun? You only fall. You'd be by now. Did it look like somewhere else, someway, somehow?
You drove away. Was there a sound? A simple melody that turned it all around. Every moment you were gone, did you hear?
said, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, almost beautiful, blessing in disguise.
Little buddy.
Okay, thank you, Amanda.
Well, it's someone's birthday.
It's someone's birthday? Whose birthday is it?
It's his birthday.
Which guy? What's your name?
RJ.
RJ.
Dude. Dad's your biggest fan.
Happy birthday to you. Wow, let's get it. Come on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear RJ. Happy birthday to you. I'm very pleased to tell you. Very round of applause. Thank you. I'm very pleased to tell you about a tradition in Benny Harbor where I grew up. Where if the party sings happy birthday to you, then it's around for the house. You don't have to do it right away. No, I'm kidding. Happy birthday to you, man. Round of applause, everybody. Thank you so much for giving us your birthday. Thank you. Thanks for having me here. I thought it would be a shame to be here tonight and do a whole couple of sets of music on the lake, and to not feature two of the more beautiful gypsies. First of all, over here on my left, I met this fair lady well over a decade ago in the hinterland of British Columbia. And we were all playing at a wine festival, or like a shooter festival or something like that. And she was playing with an excellent band from British Columbia called the Paper Boys at the time. And I certainly, I've been hoping ever since I laid eyes upon her to get a chance to play in a band with her, ever since. So, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kendall Ashton is right here. And in a very similar way over here, the first time I laid eyes on this fair maiden over here. I met Corey about 30 years ago in when we were both playing in bars, kicking around in various parts of Newfoundland. And I always thought that he was one of the best guitar players I've ever seen, and definitely the best singer that Newfoundland has ever produced. Please make me feel welcome. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, folks. Sing a song. I have a record coming out on November 24th that all the beautiful gypsies are on. Myself and Alan co-produced. This is the title track. It's called In the Morning. Wrote this with a lovely songwriter and an icon in Canada, Barney Bentall. Hope you like it.
Friends said to me, I guess it's all here.
Do you ever wonder what might have happened if you stayed? Well, there's a life of the village and a life of the quest, and we both went our separate ways. But the touch of your skin and the power within, the sting of it stays to this day. In the
myself. I sat back there and I couldn't lie.
crazy. I was like, I can't believe I'm getting paid to be here. It's not fair. This Corey's record's coming out in a few weeks. We're all very excited about it because it's I've heard it and it's kind of awesome. So look out for it. It's going to be available at free download sites all over the place. I got a couple of copies out in the beginning. Buy me a pint in the pub. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sing this next song for you. It was written by a very dear friend of mine named Mr. Bob Hallett. Some of you may know Bob as the multi-instrumentalist who played in Great Big Sea forever and is currently the music director for a show that's about to go to Broadway. This next song, people always think that it's a traditional Newfoundland song, but it was written by the pen of Bob one morning, and I was there. It was not a good morning. It was written as a dire warning. It was written as a complete cautionary tale, yet the first time we ever sang it in Great Big Sea, it was received completely the opposite way. It was meant to be a yellow light, but it was full on green by the time. And the old black one's got a hold of me like a dog wrapped round my leg. Come on! And the old black one's got a hold on me, but I live for another day. Hey, but I live for another day. Come on now! I drank.
Got a hold on. souls for the price of one.
16 goals.
If you want to dance, I think it'll be all right. If you want to dance, I think it'll be all right.
Bigger. Cause I'm going to the water. The chaplain had the gun.
one, two, you say three, four, one, two,
three, four.
When I say one, two, you say three, four, one, two,
three, four.
Oh, whiskey, whiskey, the city is getting sore. We face the roof now, we're over in the floor. The day is best to come and down a little more. When I say one, two, you say three, four, one, two,
three, four.
very much, everybody. That's very nice of you. Make some noise for Chris, and for Paul, and for Corey, and Caleb, and Shahab. How lucky are we to have them all together, for God's sake. Well, this song is that. This song is about as special to me as any others, I'll tell you right now. In the spirit of it all, I'm grateful for this one. And thank you so much for giving us this great day and this great night and this great place. Thank you so much. And I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky and all the water surround me. Oh, you know, yeah, I'll win now. Sometimes I've been battered, but I never lose. It's not so bad.
Reasons, but places like this are forever.
very special to a fellow like me. You know, you just kind of hope that, you know, somewhere in the world there's places like this where people come for only one reason, really. They come because they want to sing and they want to hear music and they want to see musicians and they want to join in the fun and make a great night for each other. And I grew up in a tiny little fishing town in Newfoundland where, you know, we had great dances and we had great parties, but we didn't have places like this. And I always wondered, you know, if I'd ever get to play them, and I always wondered if I'd get to, you know, to be a part of, you know, the amazing people that are on the wall. It's never been lost on me that it's a fantastic, you know, it's a fantastic privilege to be here. So thank you so much for having me. Understand, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. For worst or for best, I keep it all on my chest. Words don't come easy, you see. But I've been around the wrong side of town so long that it seems right to me. And I don't like to dance under most circumstances. It's something I just wouldn't do. But as the moonlight advances, I'll just take my chances, 'cause I don't mind dancing with you. Dancing with you. I've done what I've done. I'm my own father's son. But I've got nothing to prove. But I've come to learn, watching you make its turn, that I've got so much to lose. With your smile so much softer than the hard hand I offer, I know just what I've got to do. I don't like to dance under most circumstances. That's something I just wouldn't do. But as the moonlight advances, I'll just take my chances, 'cause I don't mind dancing with you. Well, dancing with you.
Steady now. It's just the left side to the right side. Steady now. Oh, steady now.
And I don't like to dance under most circumstances. It's something I just as the moonlight advances, I'll just take my chances. At the river's edge. This is so awesome. Every freaking time. Thank you so much. And I don't mind dancing with you. I don't mind dancing with you. Ask me any time. Slow song or a fast song. just take my chances. Oh, 'cause I don't mind dancing with you. Thanks so much, everybody. Part of the world in March, and you don't get to see us tomorrow, so thank you so much, everybody.